Cash fed cattle trade wobbled from the blocks on Wednesday with mainly steady prices. USDA raised expected feeder steer prices for this quarter and next. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 17th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade got off to a slow start for the week on Wednesday, but a start nonetheless. Established trade was steady at $150 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle on light demand and slow to limited trade. Although too few to trend, there were some live sales in Kansas at $150 and some in Nebraska at $153. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.27 lower Wednesday afternoon at $257.09 a hundredweight. Select was 41 cents lower at $231.35. Cattle futures firmed and edged higher Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents higher, while live cattle futures closed an average of 56 cents higher. Corn futures closed mixed, down fractionally to a penny lower through SEP of 23, and then fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 13 to 28 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Steers weighing 601 to 650 pounds sold steady. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher with instances of $10 higher. Yearling heifers weighing 900 to 950 sold $3 to $4 higher. There are 5,199 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steer calves weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher, but steady to $4 lower at 500 to 700 pounds. Heifers weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. Steady undertones were noted for steers and heifers weighing 700 to 900 pounds. There are 2,968 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers and heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa. 8-weight steers sold steady. There are 2,729 head on offer. Finally, there are 2,300 head at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where weaned steers sold $4 higher at 550 pounds, but $7 lower for non-weaned steers at 650 pounds. Weaned heifers weighing 450 pounds sold $2 lower.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday on the strongest retail sales in 8 months, raising doubts that the Federal Reserve will pause efforts to tamp down inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 39 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 33 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 175 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.25 to $1.33 lower through the front six contracts. USDA's Economic Research Service increased expected feeder steer prices for the fourth quarter of this year and for the first quarter of next in the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook. That's for 7.5 to 800 pound steers at Oklahoma City. Despite higher operating costs, ERS analysts say firm feedlot demand is expected for the remainder of this year, and with current price data, the fourth quarter 2022 price forecast for feeder steers was raised $3 to $176 a hundredweight. They add that based on current price strength, the price projection in the first quarter of next year was raised $2 to $177, but expected feeder calf prices were unchanged for the remainder of the year. ERS projects next year's feeder steer price to be $190 in the second quarter and $214 in the third quarter for an annual average price of $201.25. This year's estimated annual price is $165.68. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 17th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.